Okay.
Buenas.
Okay. Is there like a second fork?
¿A ti te gusta el cacho también?
No. We're going to have to share the fork. I don't think this is
no,
the
fork. No, that's fine. That's
I don't give a fuck.
That's fine. Yo no soy tacaña.
Literally, bite and...
And pass.
Bite and pass. I got you.
These little hash browns, they should... That should be hitting.
Mmm.
I have breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for sharing.
Of course. Sharing is caring.
Mm-hmm. It looks like they be making the eggs from, like, the ones that come in the box. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-mm.
That, like, it's not, like, an actual egg. It's, like, the egg mix in a
carton. Oh, my God. That's possible?
Yes. That's how Ryan will be making the eggs. That's what they be feeding us.
You know what was crazy?
My body is so corrupted. Okay.
You know what was crazy?
What?
I never knew that you can make mashed potatoes from a box.
Yeah.
And to like...
You can literally... that's how America functions. Like
unboxed food.
Like convenience. Shit, that's like easy to make.
Mm-hmm.
Literally eggs,
and it tastes,
mashed potatoes.
And it tastes like just like mashed potatoes.
Yeah, it's just a lot like more softer. It's like...
Yeah, it's like more pudding. Like
yeah, yeah. More, it's like applesauce kind of.
Which is crazy to me that you can make mashed potatoes out of, like, powder.
Powder.
Like, it's crazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
You can make eggs out of powder?
Eggs? No. Así tampoco.
Wait, so how does it come?
So it's literally, like, you would think that it's, like, milk, because that's what it looks like.
Oh, so when you heat it up,
it's like a carton. They literally pour, like...
Oh, my God. I know what you're talking about.
That's what it looks like, because it's just mad yellow. Like,
oh, yeah.
It doesn't even make
sense. They do that here, too. In Montclair. I feel like that's a college thing.
Yeah.
I hate college food. It's disgusting.
No, literally, like, I have a whole, like, argument that's going to just shut down the whole thing regarding college food. Because I've been eating that food for, like, almost 8 years? That's just ridiculous.
I can't with college
like,
food.
Like, and that should be fucking up your stomach, too.
It does.
And you have no option but to eat it.
No.
So it's just, like, no.
I literally hate college food.
This shit hitting right
now. No, it is.
Oh, my God. This shit touching the spot.
I'm not even going to lie. And it's like, because like, since we're passing the fork around, it's like I'm waiting for you to pass the fork back so that I can eat.
For real, yo. This shit slapping. My goodness. Esto es el hambre también.
No, literally. This hash brown's good.
This is why I told you to get me a water bottle. Because I literally woke up and I ran out here. And I felt like a meme. I'm like, yo, I need to hydrate myself. Okay.
Send it to you, baby.
Ay, Dios. Oh, it's my turn with the fork.
No, literally.
Te estoy torturando.
Wow.
Yeah, we definitely needed a room because I'd be laughing so crazy.
No.
I have no self-control.
It's not even... It's no, literally. Watch when I get into this.
Coño.
I feel like we're eating hella fast.
Yeah. They do like to-go boxes in IHOP. So, do they have, like, a drive-through, or you just, like, pop up?
No, you can order to go.
Oh.
But you have to, like, go inside the restaurant and pick it up.
Oh, okay.
But.
Okay. So, it's, like, you could call in advance and, like, ask for your order.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But that was, to me, that's not convenient. You feel me?
Yeah. You fucked up. You ain't get no fucking napkins one
time? I think I just threw.
The only napkin?
But, like, literally, it's not even used.
Why would they give only one napkin? I can't. Thank you.
Be humble with the napkin so that you can be able to use it.
Right. We ain't got nothing else. Yo, when I saw that because I don't know why, but this was on Saturday that I got the notification that J-Lo and this nigga got fucking engaged.
Got engaged?
I was like, yes! Also,
you can curse and all that stuff.
Oh, I could? Okay, because I don't have no filter. Yeah. So.
That's a good thing about podcasts. You don't really have to be filtered. I'm done. You
Let me just finish this, because I'm fucking with these eggs, okay?
Oh, yeah. The no. Those eggs are not.
They're not organic they're not, at all.
No, they're not. Mm-mm. Let me get some of your water so I can, like, bajame también. Mmm.
Yo, Costco be selling that big-ass bag of pancake powder. I be fucking that shit up. That's, like, my struggle food, pancakes. Because esa vaina te llena también.
If that's your struggle food, you good. Because pancake is not struggle food.
But, what? Like, that's my choice to have for dinner. Like, I wake up and that's what I have. If I need a snack, that's what I make. Like, yo estoy alta, tú sabes. That's why it's a struggle food. Because, like, I don't have another option but to eat that. You know what's a struggle food that, like, is not really a struggle food? Arroz con huevo. That's just, like, a fucking feast when you're hungry. Ooh.
She's like, oh, I would have picked up, but I wasn't ready on FaceTime just minutes ago before walking back into the office. And I'm in a meeting right now. But she was like, have fun. Hope y'all being productive. I was like, yeah, we'll call back after we record the episode. Heads up, you can record up to 30 minutes in your web browser. If you like to record for longer, you can use a free Anchor app. Da, da, da. So 30 minutes, meaning that this is a segment. So like, but it tells me like it like links. So it's not really, so we just like stop the recording and then start a new one. So it's not really that big of a big deal.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like I went to war with these pancakes.
No.
Literally. I do.
Okay. Ready?
See.
Oof. Good morning, America.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Welcome to the rundown. Today I have a special guest, friend,
sister, toda la vaina,
prima,
toda la vaina.
I don't know. You can name it all. College friend, colleague. I have Joe with me today.
Hello.
I'm gonna put all of her contact info in the little description box of the episode. And we'll like say our links to Instagram and all of that stuff later on. But yeah, so welcome to the rundown, everybody. You already know all of my runners. That's what I call my fans.
I saw that. I heard that. I was like, that's mad cute. That's
what
it works.
Runners,
it
you know works. What I'm saying? So all of my runners, thank you so much for listening in, tuning in, and supporting the kid. Because
right.
You know what I'm saying? No, like friends support I mean. Friends. And friends of friends support friends. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so.
And then it's a whole network.
And it's a whole network, and then it's a whole movement, and then boom.
That's it. It's
so done. Thank you. You already know the rundown. This is the first time of you on my show.
Yes.
So a little bit about the rundown. It's just an open space, a safe space for us to discuss everything we want to discuss about.
And so run I can it talk down. Shit.
You can
I
talk shit.
Okay.
So we can run it down.
Popping.
You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, Joe is with me today. What did you do over the weekend?
I pretty much just went. I felt like I was all over Jersey. I went to Bloomfield. I stopped and seen my family. I babysitted.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to Union City. I was with my big Crystal. Mm-hmm. Shout out to her.
Shout out to her.
Okay.
And
then after that, then I just came back to school and I chilled and I did laundry. So it was like very
productive.
Can we
talk about the fact that you said, I feel like I was all over New Jersey and you went to two towns?
Because I felt like I was traveling OD. Like
two
my
towns
tank,
in North Jersey. Not
my
even.
My tank is empty, bro.
Your
tank.
And now you're in Montclair.
There you go.
Bret Hart Country.
Now I'm here.
We're right here broadcasting live from Montclair State University. You already know. It was a mission trying to get one of these rooms open to record. But we're here and we make it happen. You already snuck. So this week it was a lot.
There was definitely a lot.
Media, definitely celebrity, just like a lot. We're gonna talk Housewives later on. I'm trying to get Joe on it. Like, I'm trying to, like, put her on.
Put me on.
To reality TV.
Put me on.
But, yeah, so I'm just going to go straight to it, and I'm going to go into our hot topics of the fucking week. Like, because when I tell you that...
I feel like since the Oscars, like, so much has happened. And yeah. That was literally, like, what, 2 weeks ago?
Everybody's working overtime. Everybody's working overtime. Yep. And you already know. So, I don't know. The first story that I have for you today... So, I don't know who this is, Jose Canseco.
I was going to ask you the same thing.
I don't know who this is. But, like, the headline goes, Busquets, Jose Canseco to A-Rod. We all know who A-Rod is. He goes, stop cheating on J-Lo, you piece of shit.
Wow, that's explosive.
Like, first of all, excuse me? Like, don't you ever.
Yo, but who is this man? So, I feel like he's just yelling for relevance.
No, literally.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy to me. So...
You want to go through the tweets?
No, I'm going to go through the tweets, and I'm going to tell you what the story is about. So, the fiery outburst by Canseco against his former teammate!
No!
Will come as little surprise to followers for their long-running feud. Still a way to ruin an engagement buzz.
So, this is literally a bitter man.
No, yeah. This is a teammate of A-Rod, accusing the legendary ball player of cheating on his fiance Jennifer Lopez, J-Lo, the queen of the fucking Bronx.
Okay, Jill from
she's
the back.
She's from the Bronx, right?
She's from the block. That's all I know.
I know she's from the block. I know she's from a block in New York.
I'm pretty sure it's the Bronx. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the Bronx too.
Less than 36 hours after they announced their engagement. So Jose Canseco took it to Twitter because, you know, Twitter fingers. And he tweets, Alex Rodriguez, stop being a piece of shit. Stop cheating on Jennifer Lopez. Then he goes, watching World of Dance, watching J-Lo text Alex Rodriguez, little does she know that he is cheating on her wife.
Oh my God.
That he is cheating on her with my ex-wife, Jessica. Poor girl, she has no idea who he really is.
Okay.
Then he goes, Alex Rodriguez, I challenge you to a boxing match or an MMA match anytime you want. This is all tweets. Then he goes, I am willing to take a polygraph to prove that what I'm saying about Alex Rodriguez is 100% accurate.
Okay, so it's obviously clear as to why this man is acting up.
Like, Jose, what's going on? He is bitter that...
His ex-wife. They're not even married.
It's his ex-wife. They're not even married. And he's saying that Alex is cheating on J-Lo with his ex-wife, Jessica. He does not give us a last name.
Right! I'm like, who the...
You know, like, who is this girl?
Who's Jessica? Who are you?
Pull out your computer and, like, look up this girl. How does she look? Who is Jessica? Where is she?
Oh my God.
Are we getting a statement? Like, what is going on? Then the story goes, Canseco has long alleged that his fellow former New York Yankee had an affair with his ex-wife, Jessica Canseco, Nee Skilly. What? and those claims Sunday night. Jose and Jessica have been divorced since 1999.
Amigo.
Like, move on.
Oh my
God. It's 2018. 19.
Did he marry again? That's the important question.
No. As far back as 2008, Canseco was telling reporters he was pretty sure his wife and A-Rod had an affair and claimed in his book, Vindicated, that Rodriguez bombarded her with messages and phone calls. He even tweeted his phone number to J-Lo last night.
What?
In case she wanted to get in touch with further details. He goes, at J-Lo, if you want the truth about Alex Rodriguez, call me, 702-374-3735.
I bet his phone shut down after that. Because that's just...
Can we call?
Let's call right now.
We're calling Jose Canseco.
¿Por qué que preguntarle?
Because honestly,
what is going on?
Like, I need you on air, 702...
And we need a testimony
right now. 374-3735. We need a testimony. I'm pretty sure... Why would you...
702-374-3735 is not available.
Right.
That's what I thought.
Because how are you going to tweet? First of all, how are you going to get into a feud with J-Lo and A-Rod and then tweet your phone number? You know that Twitter is going
to... You know what's crazy? I bet he was just talking to himself this whole time.
Honestly.
J-Lo, like, I don't think... No. Hell no.
You
fucking ring. That's what she wanted.
She don't give a fuck.
At all.
She goes, why do we suspect those digits may... Oh, the article says, why do we suspect those digits may go unused? Of course, because, well, hello. Canseco alleged that he introduced A-Rod to a steroid dealer in the late 1990s. Okay, now he's spilling
was
tea.
Was that in the book?
And that's a cackle. Okay, so quick little break. In the show, whenever there's like a jaw-dropping moment, we call that a cackle.
A cackle!
A cackle.
Oh my God.
That's a cackle.
I'm cackling right now.
I'm cackling. I'm cackling.
What's the little
wee-fee
thing?
That one.
Secure?
Secure. Okay. Yeah, let me put this girl on Wi-Fi because, you know.
We got to report.
No, we got to report.
We got to come up with the accuracy, the receipts.
Like, what is going on, Jose Canseco? What? Canseco. You know what I keep saying Canseco. It's Canseco.
You know what really cackles me, though? That what? He really wrote a book.
For your...
Like... You must be really that upset.
Oh, yeah, vindicated. Like, excuse me?
You really wrote a whole book.
Like, what? Like,
it was that serious? 1999. No, that was, like, what, a decade
that
ago?
That was a decade ago. And then you're dropping the tea. You're dropping a cackle about that you introduced A-Rod to a steroid dealer in the 1990s.
Eso chisme ahí. Like, chisme.
Rodriguez has never responded to Canseco allegations. He announced his engagement to Lopez on Saturday, tweeting a picture of a ring and the message saying she said yes. And I just, like,
you know what's what? Crazy? I googled this bitch's name, Jessica Canseco, and the first thing that comes up is Jessica Canseco, Alex Rodriguez.
Girl, what is the internet saying?
Oh my God.
What is the internet saying?
Jose, okay, the accusations.
The accusations. Who is this girl? Can we see a picture?
I don't see no pictures of this. Oh.
Oh, she's a blonde.
Okay.
She's a blonde.
Okay, honey.
Okay. I mean, she's not J-Lo.
Definitely not.
Definitely not J-Lo, but.
Definitely not.
All I gotta say is this. Since the moment that I've heard Alex and J-Lo were together, I've been a fan. I am.
I have been too.
I've been a fan. Like, I'm sorry. I'm running for them.
She needed a Dominican man in her life, period.
Yeah, and she found it, and you know what I'm saying? I doubt, 100% doubt, that Alex is being unfaithful.
Do you think they're going to split up?
I don't, I'm really rooting for them.
Yeah, me too, because the response that has been on social media is everybody throwing jokes that, oh, this is not her first time, of course she said yes, like... I understand this is not the first time that she's getting married.
Yeah.
But like I feel like she's old and she already got two kids. Like her kids.
I feel like right now she's at the point that she's like, I'm looking for my happiness.
Yes.
And I'm just doing things for my happiness. Like I got the kids, I got the money, I got the career, I am a Hollywood A-lister. Mm-hmm. Like I'm just at this point, I'm looking for my happiness. You know what I'm saying?
And settle down.
Look at the man that she's been with. Mm-hmm. Like A-Rod is a very handsome and, like, well-looking man, but he's not the best that she's been with. You know, she's definitely had more, like, you know, good-looking men than him. And I just feel as though, like she's just doing her. And I don't care if she got engaged and she gets married again.
They've been together for a hot minute. When did they get together?
I think they've been together for, like, a year or two.
Like, of dating?
Yeah.
I feel like it's been longer than that.
You think so?
Okay, let's look this up. Did they start calling him A-Rod after he got with J-Lo?
No, he's always been A-Rod.
That's cute.
A-Rod
it
and J-Lo.
Works. It works.
They both have, like, acronyms. So, my whole thing is, like, I don't believe it for a second that he's cheating on her. Because, one, you have J-Lo. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have J-Lo. It's like Jay-Z having Beyonce.
Yes.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, it's like, are you cheating on her? I don't know.
I mean... That I feel like this is something that happened and led to the divorce of this man, and he's still like holding on to
it. But 1999?
Yes, he's still holding on
like,
to
I'm
that
sorry,
because
but
he
you cannot
be relevant.
You cannot hold on to a grudge that did not happen in the 2000s. Like, you're talking about 1999, like, bye. I cannot.
He just saw his opportunity because this is something that's going to be talked about.
Uh-huh.
So he just took the opportunity to, like, say his piece. But, like, he took it to the extreme. Like, why are you putting your phone number on the internet?
Yeah.
That's like when Rob Kardashian put Kylie Jenner's phone number on Twitter.
That was petty.
Yeah.
But you also have to remember that they're, like, brother and sister, so they be doing petty shit.
Yo, I'm glad that he got it together and he's not on the spotlight.
I know. Me too.
Like, he...
Justice for Rob.
Yeah.
Justice for Rob, he's been through a lot.
Yeah.
He's been through a lot, and I'm gonna need him to stop dating reality TV stars. like Black China, that's it. Move on.
That was it. That was the end of it.
Did you not see that he was like tweet? He was supposedly with what's this girl?
I forgot her name, but I seen that she was with that he was with another fella, like another individual, that was equally controversial.
But yeah. It was
they're not together like, still, are they?
The one that she was cooking, she's from Love and Hip Hop, right? Her name was like
started with an A.
A, like something sky, wasn't it? Something sky.
Yeah.
So
let me see.
Yeah, so I need Rob Kardashian to like stop, and just like find yourself a little girl from Calabasas that it's like that does it's not looking for fame, Rob. Like, come on, like.
And apparently, he has not been on camera since the whole like thing with Black China,
but
right?
But supposedly he's coming back to the show.
And I bet he lost all that toxic weight.
You think so?
Because that's what people were talking about like months ago, that he was back in the gym and that he was looking good. There was like this one picture that was going around, I guess a paparazzi called him, and like he looked like he was getting fit. So I really hope that when he comes back that he's not a mess that he was. Because he was really going through some shit when he was with Black China. Like he was having a meltdown every fucking day on Instagram. Oh my goodness.
I'm off of them. But yeah. Back to the J-Lo.
Right.
What is our final decision? Is A-Rod cheating or not? What do we feel?
I feel like this man just needs to mind his business, right? And let these individuals enjoy their new engagement. That's what I think.
Right.
I feel like I feel bad for J-Lo low-key because like this is something that she dropped the whole song because she was waiting to get engaged. And like now that she gets engaged, she gets bombarded with all these rumors. So it's like,
that's the thing with being a celebrity. Like when you announce something so huge, something that you're so happy about, it's like, boom, you were happy. Now, boom.
Can they like process it?
Can they breathe?
Can they breathe? That's the conclusion. Can they breathe?
Can they digest the engagement?
But that was a beautiful ring though.
It was. And it was huge.
It was huge.
But they both got money.
Right.
Huge money. Okay. All
right.
Let me stop this recording real quick so we can start another one. On to our next story.
You already know.
Gayle King. So, Gayle King fires back at Fox News Jesse Waters for confusing her with Robin Roberts. Correct? So, Gayle King's big interview with R. Kelly got applauses from all over this week, including the Fox News, where the Five co-host Jesse Waters praised the CBS This Morning host for staying calm as the singer and accused child rapist ranted and raved in her face. There was one problem, however. This is what Jesse Waters said on the show.
Jesse Waters is the person that works in Fox News.
Yeah. Gayle King works for CBS This Morning.
Okay.
So Jesse Waters says, hats off
to... Wait, I have another question. Is Jesse Waters the one that Cardi B has been barking with
no,
on Twitter?
No.
That's
someone else. That's, okay. Oh my God.
But they're all on the same team.
Kinda.
Okay.
So... Jesse Waters says, hats off to Gayle King for totally redeeming herself after the Smollett fiasco. Then her co-host, Dana Perino, had to correct him. So Jesse Waters is actually a guy. It was good. Wow. Gender roles. It was Good Morning America's Robin Roberts who interviewed actor Jesse Smollett after his alleged attack. And he goes, oh, I knew that, he said, after ultimately apologizing for the mix-up. So, then Gayle King goes on the what's the show that she went on?
Late Show.
On the Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and he goes, were you happy to hear that Fox News Jesse Waters gave you props for his interview for this interview after the Justice Smollett interview you did? Like kind of like, you know, like being sarcastic, like you know what I'm saying? And then
throwing hints.
And then Gayle goes like, oh my gosh. And she goes, she said, adding that she only knew about the incident when people started sending it to her because she normally doesn't watch the news, doesn't watch Fox News, which is not a shocker. After the segment aired, she got a hold of Dana Perino's email and thanked her for correcting Waters. She said, I just wanted to thank you for letting your colleague know that Robin Roberts and I are two completely different people. And can you also let the rest of your colleagues know that all Black people do not look alike?
That's it!
And that's the cackle.
That's what she had to do.
That's the cackle. Like, do not confuse two prominent Black women in journalism. Like, excuse me? Who are you? Let's look up this Jesse Waters.
Let's see. I've never heard.
You know what I'm saying? Like, let's look who this is. Because honestly, like, of course.
Who's that? Oh, that's Jose Canseco?
No, this is Jesse Waters.
Oh my God. Of course.
I see ignorance. Of course, a white man.
That is just so, like...
And I'm sorry, you meant to do that? Because if you work for Fox News and you are a journalist, you know, like, you do research.
You would know.
I intern at a radio, at a news station, and I see how the anchors do so much research and so much, you know, fact-checking before going on air. So for you to make that, that's not a mistake. You can tell that lie to anybody else, but that's not a mistake. I'm sorry, that's not a mistake.
So Gayle King interview R. Kelly and Robin Roberts...
Interview Jussie Smollett. Yeah. So, like, come on now.
Did he even try to, like, correct this mistake?
No. Like, has he said anything? He said, oh, I knew that. That's all he said. Right. When the girl corrected, when his other co-host corrected him on air.
Ignorancia.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Sure.
Bye. And the fact that it's, like, Gayle King interviewing R. Kelly just goes right into our next story. About... R. Kelly's... Oh, my God. I can't with R. Kelly. I can't.
You can't with R. Kelly.
Like, I can't with R. Kelly. Like, honestly, I need to breathe when it comes
to
R. Kelly.
Yo, this tea has been burning my mouth since the whole thing.
No, literally. So, Azriel Clary and Jocelyn Savage deny claims that R. Kelly promised them singing careers. They claim their parents are trying to get money and scam the artists. As many of you know, today, R. Kelly's behind bars once again, which is... Update on that. He's not behind bars anymore because he was arrested for unpaid child support, but an anonymous person,
individual
paid his...
his bond of $161,000.
Like, excuse me? Who got that money?
Like, you're not even going to get, like, leave him a chance to stay there?
Like, who got that money? Bye. Nonetheless, as promised, CBS This Morning has released more clips from his latest interview, including a sit-down with his current girlfriends, Azriel Clary and Jocelyn Savage.
Girlfriends.
Emphasis on the plural of girlfriends. He has two.
I have a question. Were these two...
So you had a question.
Okay, my question is, prior to this interview, were these names known? Azriel Clary and Jocelyn Savage.
Jocelyn Savage.
Where did they come from?
So Azriel... Clary, you know, homegirl. I was trying to look up, like, I'm over here trying to look up her age right now, see where she comes from.
That's cute, not really. They sister wives.
No, right? Like, I can't.
That's not weird.
Who is she?
That's not weird.
Azriel, according to Vibe, Azriel Clary was 17 years old when she met R. Kelly, and her parents said that they were present when the two first met. R. Kelly allegedly gave Clary his number, and she ended up moving in with the star. Clary's parents spoke to the media in 2017 that after their daughter moved in with R. Kelly, they supposedly didn't hear from her in months. She's now 20 years old. And then homegirl, Jocelyn.
Jocelyn Savage.
Jocelyn Savage.
So it went from having a phone number to moving in together.
Then we have Jocelyn. Jocelyn is an American aspiring singer and controversial personality from Atlanta. She's alleged sex slave victim of R. Kelly. Furthermore, she's 23 right now. 23-year-old Savage met the singer after he invited her backstage at a concert as well. She was just 19 years old back then. Later, Kelly met Jocelyn at her parents' boutique in 2015. Moreover, her father, Timothy, and mother, Jocelyn, claimed that the singer started mentoring Jocelyn.
Okay, so there has been a clear pattern here.
No, there's a pattern of, like, I'm going to mentor you. I'm going to give you the world.
I'm going to
sell you false dreams.
Okay, so I have a question for you. Do you think that sex slave... Mm-hmm. Based on the article that we just read about them being sister wives and then
being
the girlfriends and being in love and having a family with this individual, do you think that sex slave in this situation, in this example, is like the right term to use? What do you think?
I don't know because it's so tricky because I definitely feel like he has had sex slaves before. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
for
it's like
sure.
These women are on national TV saying that this is all a scam and that they're there because they want to be there and that their parents are just trying to get money out of R. Kelly.
Do you think that they're going to, because I haven't watched the documentary, but based on what was released, do you think that they're saying this stuff to, like, just protect him, like, in the midst of controversy.
Okay, so I had a cackle that was thrown to me. So supposedly, when they were interviewed by Gayle King, you know, Gayle fucking King, supposedly R. Kelly was in the room, and he kept making, like, little sounds and, like, like, he was coughing to, like, give them a sign that, like, you know, I'm in the room.
To let them know that he was
Let them
there.
Know I'm in the room, and you better watch what you say.
That was completely... Okay, so if this is true, I think that this was, like, a fuck-up on the channel. Because now, like, what, like, if they're not aware that this man is over here, like, doing all this stuff...
No, they are aware.
They have to, like, they have to understand and think...
That you need to create a safe space.
Exactly. If you're coming here to interview them and expose this man, you need to create a safe space for the interviewees.
I agree.
Because how is he just going to be clearing his throat?
And to be completely honest, I heard that... I also heard that that they were promised a safe space. That I heard that the whole reason why they came onto the thing was because they were they were told that he was not gonna be there, that he was not gonna be present. So I think that they came with the intentions of telling their story
and telling
the truth, and, like, you know, possibly get freedom. But then when they recognized that he was there, they were like, we scared of him.
Wow. So are they still living with this man?
Yes. They're still living with R. Kelly.
This is crazy. These girls are our age.
And you have to think about it. You think about it, like, you know, there is two young girls, 23, I think, is Joycelyn. 20 and 23. You know, they're young. R. Kelly's old. Like, you know, they could really, like, you know, one could grab a pan and the other one could grab a broom and just hit him and run. But you have to think about it. It's not just R. Kelly. It's R. Kelly's team. It's R. Kelly's people. It's like, it's all of these people that are R. Kelly's,
it's like an entourage.
Yeah, like leaving and escaping from R. Kelly's, like, house must be, like, you know, jungle run.
Yeah, they can't just get away.
They can't just get
Especially
away and pack
if they've
up
been,
and leave.
Yeah, if they've been living there for years.
17 years old. You know
That's
what I'm saying?
Crazy.
So it's like, I feel bad because if indeed it's true that, like, you know, they were promised to, you know, this is a safe space, just come tell your story, he's not going to be here, and then something happened and it's not what it is, then I feel really bad for them, because then it's like, damn, like, you came to tell your story, but then...
Now you have to just go with the...
Now you have to go with the flow and, like... not tell the truth, and the promise of, like, you know, I'm gonna come into this
I'm gonna be able to give my testimony. Keep it a buck with you.
What?
I didn't even watch the documentary.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean to sound ignorant, but I felt like I just didn't want to be exposed to whatever was gonna be discussed. Like,
uh-huh.
I felt like I was just gonna be really disturbed.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to, like, watch it because everybody else was watching. Like,
mm-hmm.
somehow everybody was part of the conversation through social media. Everybody
yeah.
said what they had to say. And because everybody was talking about it so much, I was like, I don't even feel like I have to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whatever it is I'm going to watch is going to be disturbing.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, the story is that he's a child molester. That's it.
I can't. Moving on from R. Kelly. So, on to our next story. We're going to be talking about Jussie Smollett. So, quick little thing. So, I listened to this other podcast. It's called The Morning Toast.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. It's a podcast. Like, every morning they do, like, they talk about hella shit. It's two girls. And they call Jussie Mussy for being messy.
Messy Smollett!
So, they call him Messy Smollett. So,
that one's good.
Mr. Jussie Messy Smollett is now facing 16 felony counts of disorderly conduct after a grand jury in Cook County filed a new indictment over allegations he had staged an attack against himself. The grand jury indictment came down on Thursday after the Empire Star had previously been charged with one felony count of disorderly conduct for filing a false statement. False police statement. According to CBS Chicago, the indictment reads, Jussie Smollett knew that at the time, there was no reasonable ground for believing that such offenses had been committed. Smollett claimed to have been attacked by two men on January 29th, alleging they screamed racist and homophobic slurs at him. He also claimed that to have had bleach thrown on him and a noose. Superintendent Eddie Johnson in a heated press conference last month has said police now believe Smollett staged the attack with the help of two brothers. Jussie Smollett took advantage of the pain and anger of racism to promote his career, Johnson said. Smollett was eventually arrested and released on a $100,000 bail. Last week, Smollett was seen in the public for the first time since his release from jail, grabbing dinner with his family in Chicago. Okay, so honestly, like, I don't know how to feel about this
whole thing. I'm just straight up disappointed.
Me too.
Because he literally had the support of the entire mm-hmm. community. Mm-hmm. There were, like, celebrities advocating for this, making it known, especially in, like, the state that the country is in. Mm-hmm. That's just something he did not have to do to promote his career.
I agree.
There was definitely a different way to do it. And the fact that he thought that he could get away with it, like, the two individuals weren't even white.
Right?
The fact that he thought that he could have...
Like, you could have thought about this, like,
honestly... There has to be something more elaborate than you staging a homophobic and racist attack.
I agree.
That's just completely unnecessary.
I just don't know why. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know why. I saw on Twitter... I need to look at my Twitter because... I don't know, like... Let me see. I need to look at my Twitter because...
This literally ended his career.
No.
Like, he's a joke.
So, supposedly, the reason why he did it all was because, you know, he wanted to... He heard that he was going to be written off the show. And because he was going to be written off the show, he was just like, you know what? Like, I'm just going to make this whole thing.
To get sympathy,
whatever. So, I'm just like...
This should literally
You could have gotten written off the show... In a respectful manner, walked mm-hmm. away from Empire. You are a well-respected, you know, actor. Mm-hmm. You were gonna be able to audition for other plays. People knew your name because of Empire. So you
could people loved you.
So
people
you could loved you could have walked away from this in a more sophisticated and just, you know,
yep.
like better outcome.
Because at the end of the day, he still had a career when this happened. Like, he was still on the show.
Yeah.
And if it's actually because he was not satisfied with his salary,
mm-hmm.
he has some issues to work on.
I agree.
Because that was just, like, he literally escalated the situation to a place where it didn't have to go there.
It didn't have to go there. And so supposedly, Jesse Smollett's, like, the article says that the minimum jail time that he could go is for 4 years, but the maximum is 64 years in prison. 64 years in prison.
That's 16 felony accounts.
So my whole thing is this. So one of my friends tweeted, 64 years sentenced by a system that doesn't even care for black people in the first place to be worried about a fake report is dragging it. And honestly... I've responded to the Twitter and I said, I agree. 64 years seems a bit much. No excuse for what he did, but 64 years for a false police report? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would agree with 5.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
he needs to go to jail. He needs to go to jail because a police report, he committed a crime. But 64 years?
That's a bit
when
extreme.
There's white people, like, you know, doing massacres and getting put in, like...
In rehab.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that, it's what I don't understand. The 64 years is just a bit much
to
me.
It's extreme.
So I'm just like,
But he does need to go to jail.
I don't, like, you know, I do agree with it. Like, I don't know. Like,
you know what's crazy?
What?
This is just, like, a perfect example of how, people, like, the media feeds us all these stories mm-hmm. and how, like, we basically just, like, make our own, like, interpretation of what actually happened. But I feel like he could have almost gotten away with, what's the word, manipulating the media the way that he tried to. He almost got away with it. Because the thing was that the two individuals, I think they caught them on camera. They were just really sloppy with the way they did it. Like, they found receipts of them buying the rope and the bleach.
A check.
Yeah, it was very sloppy. Like, if you were going to do this...
Come on now. You knew this was going to make national news. Yes. And this was going to circulate for weeks and weeks.
Yes. Like people were going to look into it just because it was a racist... Like people were going to find a way to go against your testimony simply because it was a racist attack.
Exactly.
That's just how the system works.
So, I don't agree. I don't know. But Messi needs... I don't know what's going on.
Take that nigga to jail!
Take him. And honestly... That's a cackle I do not want to participate in, and I'm mm-mm. moving on from this story just because he's too messy for me, mm-hmm. and he has ruined it for everyone, and honestly,
I don't respect that.
Moving on. So, Pete Davidson, it's in the headlines again. He was booed on SNL man. For comparing R. Kelly to the Catholic Church.
Oh, man.
Saturday Night Live's Pete Davidson prefaced his comments about accused pedophile R. Kelly on Weekend. First of all, don't say accused pedophile. I get it. He's accused, but he is a pedophile. We have... No, uh-uh.
No!
Uh-uh. He's not accused. He is renowned. He is... You confirmed pedophile R. Kelly on Weekend Update this week by saying, before I continue, this guy is a monster and he should go to jail forever. Then he continued, but if you support the Catholic Church, isn't that like the same thing as being an R. Kelly fan? The line drew audible boos from the crowd, but Davidson was...
Undeterred.
Wow. That was a challenge for me. I don't really see the difference, he added. Only once music is significantly better. Just the other day, my mom was like, I'm going to mass. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go listen to the Ignition remix. What?
This is... Like, okay.
Like, the problem is just like...
Yeah.
I see what you're trying to do, but like...
Yeah, honey, you're trying too hard now.
You're trying too hard. He says, yeah. Look, I'm not saying it's an easy decision, Davidson said. I'm just saying you don't know how good someone's music really is until you find out they're a pedophile, you know? The reason everybody's upset is R. Kelly and Michael Jackson made great music, you know? But if I found out Macklemore did some weird stuff, I'd be happy to free up some space on my iPhone. And to people who ask, how can you listen to the music after what he did? Davidson answered, I don't know. Headphones?
Okay, that's insensitive.
Like,
fuck.
I'm sorry. Believe me, look, once we start doing our research, we're not going to have much left, you know? He added, because it seems like all really talented people are sick. Turning to anchor Colin Jost, he said, don't worry, Colin. You and me are good. But not Michael Chet, who added Chess a genius. I don't know what he meant with that. With artists like R. Kelly, Davidson said that the rule should be, if you want to listen to their music, you just have to admit that they're bad people. Asked why he can't just stop listening altogether, he replied, all I'm saying is pretending these people never existed is maybe not a solution. So here's my plan, and hopefully you guys like it, he added. Every time any of us listen to a song or watch a movie made by an accused sexual predator, you have to give $1 to charity that helps sexual assault survivors. I've already donated $142. That's just from the Ignition remix alone.
Okay, this could have been a really good attempt at opening the conversation.
This is my thing with Pete Davidson. He says things that relatively and technically I could come around,
yes.
But it's the way you say it.
Yes.
It's the way you come about it. Yes. You come about it too privileged. You come about it too ignorant. It's
yeah.
Like you're trying to be an asshole. Like, if you could have crafted a statement, like, better, in a better way, for that me to come, like, I would have come around this. You know, I do agree. I feel like the more research we do, the more we're going to find out that all of those people from back in the day, all of those R. Kelly artists, Michael Jackson, you know, that whoever, era, you know, they were, you know.
There was some sus shit going on,
and a lot of them were, you know, involved in pedophilia. So I do agree that the more research that we do, we're probably going to find out even more and more, like, old school artists were involved in some crazy shit. But, and it's also like, this was culture. R. Kelly's music was culture. Michael Jackson's music is American culture, African-American culture, you know. So it's like, what he's saying, like, oh, so what you're going to say, that you're just not going to listen to their music, you're just not going to listen to this, you're just not going to watch these movies and things like that. I disagree and agree, but I do like the fact that he said, my solution is, if you're going to listen to their music or if you're going to watch a movie by, you know, an accused sex offender, an accused pedophile, then you have to donate $1 to people dealing with sexual abuse. And to be completely honest, I don't see that as a bad idea, but at the same time, it's like supporting an artist that, you know, it's being accused.
You're still giving him streams.
You seem... Uh-huh.
Like, he's still gonna get paid just because you're streaming.
Exactly.
It.
So that's my thing. If there's a way for these streaming services to, you know, still have their music but not pay the art... But even that, it's like, you're giving them clout. You're listening to their music. You're like, no. Honestly, just take their music
off. That's just, like, the first step to, like, ruining their careers, just to stop listening to them.
Exactly. So stop listening to their music. Stop supporting what they got going on. I am not with it. I am not doing it. So, Pete
Davidson, he just...
Trent.
How old is he?
Pete Davidson? I don't know how old
he is. He gotta be like, what, like 25, 26 maybe.
Let's see.
It's just like his approach is very immature.
Very immature.
Yeah.
Very immature. He's 25 years old. So okay. He's a kid.
Yeah, literally.
He's a kid.
Like, he thinks that he knows what he's talking about. Exactly. It probably sounds like you know what you're talking about.
And he's on SNL, so he's, you know, hiding behind the fact that he's a comedian. Yeah. And that he's doing it for comedy. Yeah. And,
you sound ignorant.
And I don't like that. Yeah. I don't know. Pete, like, you really need... He needs a publicist. He needs a team to get it together. And
no,
to,
like, for sure.
Like, I'm sorry,
but I feel like he's just been in shambles since Ariana Grande. And I'm really happy that she broke up with him.
Me too. Because he was troubled. He was troubled and he needs help. Help that she cannot give him.
Exactly.
And they cannot be together while he's getting this help.
Yes.
He needs to be taken out of SNL.
Yes.
And he needs to, like, you know.
They need to take the platform away from him. Because even then, he was making jokes about the whole, like, controversy that was surrounding Ariana
Grande.
I'm not a fan.
I'm moving on from this cackle. Like, I can't. So, moving on to another story. So, just like the R. Kelly situation with, you know, his surviving R. Kelly documentary, now there's a new documentary in town making headlines and circulating in the news, in the buzz. And it's about Michael Jackson.
What do you think?
So... What it's called Leaving Neverland. So, I don't know if you know, but, like, Michael Jackson's, like, estate was called Neverland, Neverland, because he had, like, a amusement park. He had, like, roller coasters and rides and things like that in his house where he would invite kids
to come money. And play.
Oh, of course Michael Jackson had money. So, Paris Jackson is responding to, you know, defend her father amid release of Leaving Neverland docuseries. Paris Jackson is not here for the alleged sexual allegations that were said about her father, Michael Jackson, in the Leaving Neverland documentary. Since the premiere, Michael's kids have been very quiet. That's until now. According to E! News, one follower on Twitter caught Paris' attention when they mentioned that Michael Jackson's legacy was ruined, but it didn't matter anymore. Paris' response was, "So, not love and peace trying to carry the message out. Tabloids and lies are the bigger picture. I'll pray for you." When the follower responded back saying, "Who cares that he died for this? Paris responded that the media does that to everyone with a good heart and tries to make a difference, but do you really think that's possible to tear his name down? Like, do you truly believe they stand a chance? Relax and have a peace." Michael's brother, Jackie Jackson, revealed to E! News that the claims are devastating. He also mentioned how Michael's kids were going through a lot with the passing of Michael and the alleged false claims of sexual abuse. Jackie then went on to say that Michael's legacy will live on forever and not to be ruined by any claims. Michael's estate is still claiming Leaving Neverland is all false accusations, lies, and they will all be suing HBO. About this claim.
Okay, so when did the claims emerge? After he passed away?
No.
Like, okay, I need a little history on
so,
this.
So this is something that we were discussing also in my friend group. I feel like there's always been claims and accusations of Michael Jackson, you know, having like a pedophile background and like inviting kids sexually assault. Like I think he went on a trial or something. I'm not really, because like I remember this being said in the news when I was a kid, so it's like it's really foggy. But now, the kids that supposedly he molested are coming out, like, as grown men and saying, Michael Jackson molested me. Wow. So, a lot of people are saying that the whole R. Kelly, Surviving R. Kelly docuseries was the one that inspired this docuseries. And because, you know, they see the strength that they got from the R. Kelly situation. So, they're like, okay, so if this woman can speak up on R. Kelly, then let me speak up on Michael. So, I don't know.
What do you think? What do you think actually took place? Based on, like, the evidence and whatever is being said, because I did see a video on Instagram while he was still alive, and he was addressing the accusations, and he was just saying how, like, basically the media waited for him to be such a legendary, like,
artist.
Icon for them to, like, basically taint his image. Like, I don't know what actually took place, but, like, what do you think?
I also don't know what took place, but I do believe that if... Because also the question here is, if an artist is dead and you find something out about them, is it okay to, like, bring
still
it up because the artist is dead? Like, you know, it's his image, it's his legacy. But my whole thing is this. if you're an artist and you were in the public eye for most of your adult life and you die, and then later on after you've been dead for many years, it comes out that you've been doing some trifling shit, I'm sorry, but they're going to talk about it. And it's their right to talk about it because you did it while you were alive. Just because you're dead does not, that doesn't give you a break
for the bullshit. That doesn't make it
away. That doesn't make it okay for the bullshit that you did. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. So I just hope to God that if this is true, you know, he got what he deserved when he went to judgment. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know. Michael Jackson is like a, it's like a weird topic to discuss because it's like he's an icon in the African-American community. Yeah. But even in the African-American community, he's also like, you know, like he's also like some people don't like him because of the bleaching of his skin and all of that stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's definitely a lot.
I don't know how
I feel. That's why I don't even know what to think.
Exactly. And I'm just like, you know what? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know how I feel the whole Michael Jackson thing. I don't know. Like, I just feel as though, like, if it's true.
Let me tell you something. When you said that he had this whole, all this shit going on at his house so he could have kids come over and play, that sounds a little sus.
No, exactly. And the thing.
So it's like, based on how, like, everything is staged, you have no option but to think that he was probably molesting these kids.
Exactly. So it's like, so many people before will come out with this, like, accusations. So, and nobody talked about it because before the media was not okay with talking about sexual abuse.
Yes.
So, like, the Me Too movement was really, like, what pushed everything for people to come out and say what they have to say.
And make the conversation, like.
So, I'm just saying, like, if it's true, you know, justice for these people. And if it's not true, then, like, also a report needs to come out. And if it's not true, like, you know, don't taint his image.
Yeah.
But I feel as though, like, we've been hearing about this and it hasn't been spoken for years. So it's like, I don't know. I want to see how this is going to play out and how it's going to go. But honestly, I don't know. Just justice for whoever deserves justice in this situation. Those were your stories, your hot topics for this episode. Wow.
This rundown was crazy.
It was crazy. And
my mouth was burning the whole time.
No, honestly, like, I can't.
This tea is good.
But finally, it was a week in Hollywood. It was a week in entertainment.
I'm sorry, but the whole Jordan Woods thing.
I didn't want to speak about it because it's been like a week.
No. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I was sipping on that tea as a regular person, non-celebrity. I was sipping on that tea like it was just the afternoon snack.
And you know what's crazy? Do you know that? I think it was so funny that she sat down with Jada because Jada, she, okay, so Will Smith is Jordan Woods' godfather.
Yes.
He knows Jordan because Jordan's father was a camera guy in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air for the entire run of the show.
Yeah.
So they became very close. The two families, you know, since her father and Will were very, very close, the two families just collected themselves and, like, you know, they were very close too. So they were very close friends. Then, you know, Jordan is Will Smith's goddaughter. So they're very close. So my whole thing is, like, I loved Jada in the interview.
I love Jada because
she kept it, like, I don't give a fuck.
She was devil's advocate.
She said, she would catch her, like, Jordan. Nothing happened? Were you sure you weren't drunk?
She was asking all the questions.
And I'm glad that she did because when I heard that she was doing it on Red Table Talk, I'm like, oh my God. Jada is her godmother. She's going to, you know, just baby her. And like, oh my God, this happened to you. And then on social media, everybody was like, Jada is not going to let the Kardashians drag Jordan. She's going to protect her. And it's not what we saw. No. Jada gave her the platform, but Jada still... You know, Jada was journalism. Jada was out here reporting for the community.
She did her role as the family friend and, like, you know, giving her the comfort and the support.
Yeah.
But she definitely asked the questions that everybody wanted to know. How at the end, they pulled out the question of whether or not it was a publicity stunt.
I know.
Because that's the question.
I know. And I'm glad that she said, like, you know, if this was, like, of course, I got a phone call from my mother while we're recording. I'm sorry about that. But moving on, it was just Jordan, like, I'm glad she was given the platform to say what she had to say.
So you don't think it's a publicity stunt?
I don't think it's a publicity stunt. I think that Jordan messed up. She messed up. She was drunk. Yeah. And my whole thing is, like,
she didn't even initiate it, but she did, like, I think that it's just very sus for whoever watched the interview that she was, like, co-seat up with him. Like, why are you having your legs over him?
Like that did not... And she's like, oh, you know, to me, it didn't seem like it. Jordan, let's not act dumb. It's common sense. Let's not act dumb now. Like, you know. You know why. Like, you, like, let's not act stupid. I feel
like that's what, like, that's what made him think that it would be okay to initiate something, if anything. And they were both drunk, and it was, like, 5 in the morning. And I think it was just the fact that she got caught up because the rumors started going around. I think that's what really happened, because she didn't even tell them when it happened.
And if like, and it's crazy because then she said, like, at the end of the interview, she mentioned something across over the lines of, like, you know, like, now I know who my friends really are, and, like, those people were not really my friends. When she said that, I don't know if she was talking about the Kardashians or the people that she was partying with, but if it was the people that she was partying with, yes, honey, those are not your friends, because clearly they saw this happen, and the first thing they did was, this is a story, I'm going to get paid, and I'm going to sell this to the media. Yep. So it's like, you know, you really have to be, like, you were Kylie Jenner's best friend. Like, what you think, that people are not watching what you do?
Yes.
Like, people are out here hawking you. Anybody related to the Kardashians, they're hawking you.
Yep.
So you really have to watch out. So, and for you to get, like, I don't know. I'm the type of person, like, things like this really get on my nerves, because it's like, I am sorry, but you don't do that. And I'm, and you can be drunk, you can be under the influence, but you don't do that. Like, it really bothers me when people use alcohol as an excuse.
Yes, because it's like the moment that you see that he's leaning in to give you a kiss, like, as a female, I know when a guy is about to kiss me.
And not only that, I was listening to another podcast that they were really pretty much, like, describing. They were like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not a thing where it's like we're face-to-face and you just kiss me and I'm like, oh, my God. No. Jordan is, like, 5 feet something. Tristan is, like, 7 feet. So you see him leaning down into you.
To give you that tap kiss.
To give you that tap kiss. Don't say you didn't see it coming because you saw it coming, because he has to literally
lean
into you. Because he's so tall.
You know what's crazy?
What?
That nigga don't give a fuck.
He don't.
But you know what's really the thing for me? He's 27 years old. He's still, like, young-minded. He's really young-minded.
And that's where Khloé
went wrong. And Khloé is 34, and she has always been one of the maturest one out of the group.
And that's where she went wrong.
That's literally where she went wrong. Because she married somebody that's literally... that. No offense to anybody that's 27 years old or whatever in that age group. Mm-hmm. But you still have, like, the mentality of somebody that like, a college student.
Yeah, like a 20. Like during your 20s.
You're in your 20s.
You're in your 20s. You're out here wilding. You're out here
doing what you definitely do not have the same mental... or emotional maturity as the woman that's in her 30s.
Exactly.
For sure.
For sure. And
she should have seen this coming. If it happened when she was pregnant, it was definitely going to happen after the baby.
She found out the day she was giving birth. You know how traumatic of an emotional thing it is for you to find out that the day you're giving birth, the person that impregnated you is cheating on you? Like, come on now.
Like nothing. Like nothing.
Come, I can't. But all I got to say is this. I am glad that she came out. I am glad that she spoke about it. She also posted a picture. Did you see the picture that I posted on the podcast? She posted a picture about
that. We need to keep the career coming. No. We need to sell this lashes.
She posted, she said, if you're reading this, it seems God has given you another day to wake up and be grateful and be better than you were yesterday. And she posted, like, a cute little selfie with a new cut, like, face.
Yes, natural hair.
Now, I don't know if it's natural, but... you know, just amazing skin. And I'm here for the positive, because, you know, I feel like we were very quick to attack her just because it was some trifling shit. Like, nobody's saying she didn't do no trifling shit, but also it's like, let's think about, like, we have done things that we're not proud of. And it's like, at those moments where we do things that we're not proud of is when we want, like, people to support.
Yeah.
So I really feel bad, because it's like she was in a very, very, very dark, like, situation.
Yep.
And, like, I cannot even begin to imagine how...
What people were saying about her,
the fact that her brother couldn't go to work because people were, like, you know, threatening her family, the fact that her mother couldn't go to work, her mother couldn't go grocery shopping, her little siblings could not go to school because of the bullying. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a lot.
You know what's crazy too? When they released the statement that this man cheated on Khloé with her, like, the first thing that everybody assumed was that they fucked. And it wasn't even that.
Yeah.
It wasn't even that serious.
It wasn't even that serious. According to her, they never had sexual intercourse.
And what's his name? Jeffree Star? Patrick Star? Jeffree Star.
Is it Jeffree Star?
Patrick Star is from SpongeBob.
Patrick Star is from SpongeBob.
Jeffree Star is that drag queen.
Yeah.
And he said that they have been involved months.
But already. My whole thing is like, Jeffrey,
for a month.
I don't know if you follow me on Twitter, but I quoted Jeffrey and I was like, Jeffrey, please do not talk about this because you have tweeted very racial things on Twitter and you were mad when people brought that up when your racist ass was tweeting all this shit. So don't be over here talking about nothing.
And trying to put your two cents in.
No,
here.
Just do your little crazy videos on YouTube. Just
and
do
that's
your,
it.
Do your little makeup collaborations and leave everything alone because you are problematic.
Yes,
and
literally.
I'm not here for problematic people trying to give their two cents into situations.
That have nothing to do with
that. That have nothing to do with when you're problematic yourself. Bye. He's canceled. I don't even want to do it. Can we recap Real Housewives? So
Okay.
So oh my god. So I'm trying to get Joe into the Real Housewives because Bravo TV is prime content. I love me some
it's
Bravo.
Very entertaining.
I love me some Bravo reality TV. Mm-hmm. I've been a fan of the Real Housewives franchise for forever now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Beverly Hills just started. We have the Beverly Hills women. And I love Beverly Hills just because they're so bougie. They live lavish.
Literally. This bitch was eating a hot dog with a fork.
With a fork. They live lavish. Oh my God. Lavish. And I just love it because it's like, it puts me in the mood. Like, oh my God, I want to work so hard one day that I am living that life.
So I could be
there.
So I could be eating hot dogs with
exactly.
A fork.
So it's like, oh, loving it. So this season opens up with, you know, we're looking at the picture, at the cast picture right now. And I love the fact that Kyle is in the middle.
Yes.
Even though, so let me give you some content. Denise, Erica, Dorit, and Lisa, they're all, and Teddy, they're all like members of the cast that came in later. Mm-hmm. Kyle and Lisa Vanderpump have been in the show since season one of Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. So they're the OGs of
That's
this.
Why they always beefing.
Yeah, they're the OGs, right? And their relationship has been through like ups and down, a roller coaster, like, you know what I'm saying? Six Flags on crack. So... Love me. I love the fact that Kyle is in the middle. I'm over the fact that they always keep calling Lisa Vanderpump the OG of Beverly Hills when Kyle is also an OG. Like, justice for Kyle. Like, do not. So this season opens up with a little dog drama. So Dorit.
Lucy apple juice.
Lucy apple juice. Dorit. Oh my God. So Lisa Vanderpump is like, you know, she is a dog.
She literally, the way that she was talking about her dogs in the first episode, she was talking about them, like, she doesn't have kids, right?
She does. She has two kids, but they're grown.
Okay.
So it's like, animals have always been, like, a thing for her. She is, like, an animal supporter. She's an animal rights advocate. Like, you know what I'm saying? So she's always been, like, we've always known Lisa to be that way. Mm. So then, last season, she opened her famous Vanderpump Dogs, like, shelter... Cafe for dogs, foundation, etc. It's like a whole bunch of things. Mm. So the ladies have gone to the dog shelter to go film and things like that because it's a whole like huge thing. It's Beverly Hills, you know what I'm saying? So this is Dorit's second time adopting a dog from Vanderpump Dogs.
Right? What happened the first time?
I don't know. I don't know what happened the first time, but this is Dorit's second time already doing it. So the seasons open up with Dorit and Lisa being caught in drama because Dorit adopted this dog called Lucy Apple Juice. And supposedly the dog was very violent and was biting her kids and bit her husband. Did you see the picture?
Yes.
It was bad.
Yeah.
But everybody hates PK because PK, it's like... In past seasons, PK has gotten in it with the other wives. So it's like you deserved it. Everybody's like, you deserved it. But
that dog literally attacked his nose.
Yeah, attacked his whole face. I'm like, oh my God. If there's anything I am scared about in life, is being attacked by an animal in my face. It's like, oh my God, that must hurt. So like, let's not even talk about the scarring and everything, but that must like just be painful. So then after numerous, you know, violent attacks by Lucy Apple Juice. Dorit decides to give the dog away to a beautiful woman that she found and a beautiful home. So then I agree with everyone that's saying, Dorit, if you adopted the dog from Vanderpump Dogs, why didn't you just call Lisa
and
say,
give it back?
Like, Lisa, this dog is not working for me. So I'm going to give it back to you. Because one, you work with her. You're on the same show with her. Two, you're not like new to this.
So she went on her own to find a separate home.
I guess supposedly some lady came to her house, some like friend that she knows, and she was talking about it, and her friend was like, oh my God, I'll take the dog, whatever, and she found a good home for her. And then little does she know, the dog ended in a shelter, in another shelter, one of those shelters that don't really care about dogs.
Oh my God.
So then that's why Lisa got furious. Because the dog ended up in a shelter, but then all dogs that go through Vanderpump Dogs, they put a little chip in them. Mm. So the shelter saw that this was a Vanderpump dog. So then they contacted Vanderpump Dogs and they were like, hi, we have a dog that has your chip. And, you know, if you want it back, like, so they went and got the dog. And when they saw that it was Dorit's dog, it's like havoc in Beverly Hills.
Oh my God.
So then it's like, so then the season.
So opens- do you think that she actually found a home?
It just doesn't make sense to me because it's like Doree and Lisa are friends.
Yes.
So why wouldn't you just go back to Lisa?
Yes. That's what doesn't make sense
because
to me.
Because if I take something from mm-hmm. you and it doesn't work out, the first thing I'm going to do is like, yo, this is not working out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to give it back. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I just don't understand why Doree went out of her way.
Yo, Lisa was pissed.
Pissed.
Like, if anybody said, like, a little thing, she's like, I don't want to talk about it.
I don't. But then this is a cackle because you only watched episode one. You still need to catch up. So, you see how Teddy and Kyle were there, right?
Yes.
And they open up. They're right there in Vanderpump Dogs. And then John Blizzard, one of Lisa's coworkers, he's, like, furious. He's like, Doree did this and that.
Yeah,
and they're
yeah.
oh, my God, Doree did what?
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. So, then it gets back to Doree that this has been spoken about at Vanderpump Dogs. Correct,
oh
right?
My God.
So then the whole time Lisa's like, don't talk about it. Yeah. I don't want to talk about it. Don't talk about it. John, please don't talk about it. I don't want to talk about it.
Leave it alone.
So then Lisa Rinna is the pot stirrer of the bunch.
She looks like
she
it.
She loves the drama. And she does
like
not
she does.
Let any bone go without being, you know.
Oh
so she's like, listen, this was a plot by Lisa. She told John to bring it up while Cal and Teddy were there because she knew that if... She didn't want to bring it up herself because she didn't want to be seen as a dramatic one. Because it's like she's Dorit's friend.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, John, bring this up when Cal and Lise and Teddy come to film so that I can just be in the back like, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. My hands are clean.
Oh, my God.
So then the ladies go on a trip to Bahamar in the Bahamas.
Oh,
and
my
then
God.
They're like, Lisa, they're like on the table and Lisa's like, Lisa Rinna goes and she's like, you know, this trip is for everybody to just to like, you know, out everything they feel about each other and say what you gotta say. And, you know, Lisa's like, Lisa first tries to come at Erica. Erica's my favorite out of all of them all. I don't, like, I just love her bushiness. She's real.
She's super bushy.
She's real, but she's real. Like, she, like,
mm-hmm.
she do not fuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lisa's, we opened the season with Lisa Vanderpump losing her brother. So, she's very, like, you know.
Emotional,
grieving. So, she... At the Bahamar, like, little sit-down, she goes and tells Erica, and she's like, Erica, you know, I wish that you would have called me and that you would have contacted me. And Erica's like, okay, honey, no. When I heard that your brother died, I sent you a note, a handwritten note, and they posted the note and everything. She had a picture of the note.
Oh!
I sent you a handwritten note saying, hi, Lisa, I am sorry for your loss. This must be very hard times for you. I'm here for you if you need anything. I'm just, you know, a call away, whatever. She sent her a handwritten note to her. Lisa felt that wasn't enough. Lisa felt that she need. Why didn't you call me?
She's
why
such a fucking diva.
Me? And it's like, honey, come on now. And Lisa, Erica's like, don't come here and say that I didn't contact you because I did. However, I felt that was the best way to contact you out of my heart because I know that you probably, so many people are calling you, so many people
yeah.
are reaching out to you. So let me just send you a note where you don't, when you don't have to pick up the phone, when you don't have to answer me, let me just send you something where it's like, just to know that I'm here for you. So Lisa's like, don't do this. Don't do this when the cameras are rolling saying like, I am a bad person when it's not my fault that wasn't enough for you because that was enough for me.
Mm.
So Lisa's like, no, I'm just saying, and it's no. And she's like, she stops her. She's like, no, do what you're not
this
gonna
is,
do.
This is between Lisa
and
Vanderpump
and Erica.
And Erica.
When they're at the Bahamas.
Okay.
That's the first cackle that happened in the
oh
sit down.
Oh my God.
So then Erica gets furious. And she's like, and then Lisa's like, Lisa knows. She's like, oh my God, I can't take on Erica. So let me just backtrack and let me just relax. So Lisa's like, it's okay. Like, you know, I'm sorry. She takes a hand and she's like, I am sorry.
With
you
her
know,
accent.
With her little London accent. I am sorry. You know, like, you did nothing wrong. And she's like, I know I did nothing wrong. But if you continue to attack me, I will continue to defend myself.
Right!
And she said it just like that to her, and she's like, okay,
let me She knows not to fuck with
her. So then Miss Serena goes, anything else, ladies? Like, what's going on? Like, I know there's other stuff, because she's over here stirring the pot. So then the whole dog situation comes, and they're all like, Doree, why didn't you just go back to Lisa? And they're like, because, you know, I told Lisa, and Lisa, yeah, you told me a day after you already given the dog. So she's like, yeah, because I didn't think that it was such a big deal. I still found a good home. Like, I did not know that the dog ended up in another situation. Like, I am sorry, da-da-da-da. And then all the ladies are like, this was a plot. Then Lisa Rinna starts talking about how this was a plot by, like, these are your employees. How are you going to say that you didn't know that they were going to mention that? And in the moment when he mentioned that on camera while we're rolling, you should have said, stop it. You work for me, and you're not going to say that about my friend. And then Kyle, in her testimonial, she's like, I understand why they're mad about this, because in Beverly Hills, if you are known to not be an animal supporter, it's like your reputation is dead.
Wow.
So she's like, everybody's like, why is the whole dog situation so big? And it's because that's just culture in Beverly Hills. Like, you know, Everybody has a dog. Everybody has animals. So it's like, Beverly Hills is a very, like, animal activist, like, community. Yeah. So it's like, they would, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, that's why the dog situation is so big. And it's just like, oh my God. And then the whole thing is that then Lisa tries to throw it onto Teddy.
Oh my God.
Then she starts to say, Teddy knew about the whole situation too.
Oh my God.
And Teddy's like, I have a text message saying that you. Then Teddy pulls out the receipts.
Oh my God.
Teddy's like, I have a text message saying from John saying that you told them to tell me because you knew that he was going to stir the drama up.
Wow.
So now in the next episode, it's all going to unfold what's going to happen, because then supposedly there's other text messages that Teddy did not release. So it's like this whole huge thing.
Oh, my God.
Doree is like the victim and of it all. And then Denise Richards, she's the new housewife of the cast. And she's just like, I'm going to need her to get it together. I'm going to need her. She's catching up. She's like, you know, I don't know what's going on. She's trying to figure out, like, I don't know what the drama is about. She's also not like the Beverly Hills ladies. Like, these are bougie women.
Yeah.
And then this is more like, like, you know, calm down, reserved. And like, jean shorts and Aeropostale shirt. Like, no, you are in Beverly Hills. Like, get it together. So it's like, We're here, and I'm just like, Denise, I'm gonna need you to get it together. I'm gonna need you to start dressing apart, and I'm gonna need you to start getting with the drama. And if she doesn't give me something,
You need her to be a little more spicy.
Yeah, I need her to get a little spicy. I need her to get into it with one of the ladies, because, you know, I am not here for a cast member that is just playing kumbaya. Like, this is not what reality TV is about.
Yeah.
If you were added to this cast, it's because they thought that you were able, like, I don't give a fuck if you're Charlie Sheen's ex-wife. I don't care about that. You know what I'm saying? Because none of these housewives are like celebrities. Like, I mean, Lisa Rinna, she was an actress, like a soap opera actress, like back in the day. Kyle Richards is cousins with Paris Hilton. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's a singer, like in the gay world, whatever. And, you know, like, they have like connections in Beverly Hills because everyone knows each other. But it's like, they're not celebrities themselves until now. Like, nine seasons later of their show, it's like they're huge celebrities. But I need Denise Richards to get into it and, like, give me something. Give me something, because if not, I don't want you back next season.
Right.
I don't want you back next season if you're not giving me spice.
Yo, so, this is extremely entertaining. Like, the whole time I was just eating the show up.
No, it's so good. And the more you watch, I do need to watch for the next time that we record an episode, because honestly, like, I can't, the whole Doree and Lisa situation, like, I can't, like, I need that to go to, but there's even more drama, supposedly, like, this season that has nothing to do with,
because
you know, you saw how the season opened, how, like, Lisa throws Kyle out of her house, and Kyle, like,
Yes.
And then they were, like, 3 months ago, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I want to know what happened, why they can't, Lisa's husband threw Kyle out of her house, because they're supposed to be best friends, like,
to be best friends, like,
and all of this is happening.
They're always, like, barking at each other.
Yeah,
like,
they have a very passive-aggressive relationship. Like, we're friends, but it's like,
I'm going to come at your neck if I need to.
Yeah, so it's like, I can't. But this is my favorite one out of them all. Like, I watch all of them. I watch Real Housewives of Atlanta, Real Housewives of New Jersey, Real Housewives of... I'm watching this year, I'm starting to watch Real Housewives of New York City. I've never watched Real Housewives of Orange County, but when it starts, I'm probably going to start watching it just to, like, you know, be in the loop. But Beverly Hills is my favorite cast of them all. And
it's just so extravagant and yeah, so dramatic.
So they have so much money. Like, it's ridiculous. Yes. So, honestly, I'm excited to see how that's going to unfold. And by dreaming to one day have one of these ladies on my podcast, like, tell me the tea. Like,
right,
give me the
right.
tea. Tell me the tea. Wow. Did you see that the Love & Hip Hop Atlanta trailer was released?
No.
Have you ever watched Love & Hip Hop Atlanta?
No.
Love & Hip Hop Atlanta is messy as hell.
Really?
Messiest of them all. The season, I think it's like season 7. I'm not sure.
The only one that I watched was when Erica Mena and...
Santana were going out.
Yeah.
That's New York.
Yeah.
So Love & Hip Hop Atlanta was just released. Stevie J is back. He's married to Faith Evans. There's Mimi's back. Carly's back. Rashida is back. Like, it's a mess. I am excited to see because Love & Hip Hop turns up. Like, I like a good reality show that turns up. And Love & Hip Hop...
Oh, my God. Love in Atlanta.
I don't really like Love & Hip Hop New York. And I don't mess with Love & Hip Hop LA and Love & Hip Hop Miami, but Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, it's where it's at. Like, I love that one.
So what was the trailer? Like, what did they...
It was just, they were being messy. Like, Mimi is Stevie J's baby mother. So Stevie J is married to Faith Evans, which is an R&B singer.
Mm-hmm.
And they're clashing. Like, it's a lot. Carly is in a whole new engagement. She's getting engaged every season to, like, three men.
Oh, my God.
Rashida. So Kirk is Rashida's husband, and last season, Rashida found out that Kirk had another baby by another woman.
Oh, my God. This is messy.
Messy. And now Kirk is bringing the baby around. Like, it's a mess. It's a mess.
I'm here for sure to watch this.
So, can I wait? Real Houses of New Jersey just ended, so I'm, like, crying. Because I really like the New Jersey ladies, but I'm not even going to get into it, but... Kudos to the New Jersey ladies. They gave us a good season. They're all coming back next season. No one got fired. No one is being taken off the show. They're all coming back. So I'm excited for... They already started... They're
already filming?
The reunion aired... The last episode of the reunion aired last week. And they filmed... Mm. They started filming the next day. And it's crazy because they filmed around here. Like, they be in Montclair all the time. They be, like, in so many places. When I'm watching the show, I'm like, oh, my God. I've literally been there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because they're always at restaurants fighting. And they're always, like, you know... They're from NJ, so it's, like, they're from, like, up here, like, Paramus, Englewood, all of these, like, white towns around, like, North Jersey. So, I'm excited for the new season. It's gonna be season 11 or 10. I forgot what it was, but...
But all I know is that I have to watch Love & Hip Hop now.
No.
You got me intrigued.
No. For this season of my podcast, we're going to be talking about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We're going to be talking about Love & Hip Hop when it starts. And we're probably going to be talking about Real Housewives of New York City. I don't know. Just because I need the New York City ladies to turn it up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You need more sassiness.
If I don't see it happening, then I'm not going to discuss
it. Just
I'm
like,
not
why are you
time.
Watching it? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to waste time. But I have this little thing, this little segment in my podcast, My Favorites of the Week. Any favorite movies out right now or anything that you've watched?
Let me see. What was the last movie that I seen?
It could have been on Netflix, anything. To be completely honest, I don't even remember what was the last movie that I saw.
Yeah.
But, I watched, oh my God, what's the movie? It was about this, one of the Supreme Court judges. And it's, like, her biography, how she was the first woman to go to Harvard Law School.
Really?
Yeah, and I watched it. I went because my job gave me tickets, and I went, and it was a really good movie. Like, I really, really liked it. On the Basis of Sex. That's what the movie's called. On the Basis of
that
Sex.
That sounds very interesting.
It's not my favorite movie, but it's the latest movie I've watched. It's really good. Yeah. You guys should check it out. It came out, like, months ago, though. Like,
let me think. I went to the movies to see, like, a really bad comedy. Like, I forgot the name, but that actress, that British actress that's in the, what's that
Amy
thing?
Something?
That she's on one of that, Pitch Perfect. She was in Pitch Perfect.
Oh, I don't like her
Yeah,
movies.
Like,
I don't like her.
Like, the movies, yeah. Like.
Rebel Wilson?
Yeah, her. Like, the jokes landed, but that movie, like, I went to the movie theater to watch Glass, mm-hmm. and I ended up having to watch that movie because everything was sold out,
mm-hmm.
and I was just not satisfied.
That's what you have to buy your tickets on Fandango.
Fandango?
Fandango.
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 Okay. That's what you have to buy your tickets there before you take a step into anything. Buy your tickets first because you don't know what. Mm-hmm. Fandango, if you're listening to this, sponsor me. Thank you. favorite TV show right now.
Oh my god, yo! I just put my big onto this show and my little. It is Umbrella Academy on Netflix.
I heard about Umbrella Academy. Is it really good?
Yes. Okay, so I thought it was like a Marvel show because it's kind of like, you know, like Miracle Children. No, it's not. It's based on a comic book, but it's a Netflix original.
Okay.
And like the storyline is really good. There's like a lot of comedy like genre that kind of like
But it's works. Like a superhero thing?
It's kind of like superhero.
They have powers.
Yeah, they have powers. It's very interesting. I feel like you're going to be hooked. It's one episode, 10 seasons. They just got approved for the second season.
You mean one season, 10 episodes?
Yeah. That's what I meant. So it's one season, 10 episodes. They just got approved for the second season. Good. And I literally watched like 6 episodes in one day.
So everybody's been talking about it. So
yeah, I feel like it's really good. That's my favorite show right now. Like, I can't stop thinking about it. My favorite song at the moment. Oh my god, that's like the hardest question ever.
Because you listen to so much music.
I listen to music all the time. Like, I need background music for everything that I do. So literally my favorite. Let me go through my Apple Music. Oh, Solange.
You like Solange?
Oh my god, I cannot. You know how these bitches be talking about how they want to be Beyonce, bitch?
Yeah, you want to be Solange.
I want to be Solange.
Okay.
So my favorite song right now is Stay. I think it's Stay Flow by Solange on her
new
album.
You're such a fan, I can tell. You don't even know the name of the song.
Stay Flow. That's what it's. There you go. It's just a really good album. Like, and not a lot of people are gonna like get into it because it's not something that you could turn up to. Mm-hmm. But like, if you're the type of person that you spend quality time by yourself and you be bumping to music, like Jhené Aiko maybe, like that's something that you could just bump to by yourself if you're doing like a little hair mask, if you're cleaning your room. Yeah. So my favorite artist right now is Solange.
Solange?
Yeah.
Okay, favorite song and favorite artist by Solange. Okay, so favorite movie, like I said, on the basis of sex. Favorite TV show right now, I'm watching a lot of reality TV just because, you know, for content for my podcast and things like that to talk on air. But one of my favorite TV shows is, wow, I have so many. I can't even, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
That's how I feel. About like, music.
If I go to my Netflix right now and all the shows that I'm watching, it's like I consider them all my favorites because I don't like to watch things that I'm not really into. House of Cards is really good.
Is that on Netflix?
It's on Netflix. It's political drama. It's really good. Just because I love Scandal. And I love Scandal, so I just needed something new. I'm rewatching Charmed.
Yes! I love Charmed. The 2000 one. The OG one.
Not the new one.
Yes!
Not the new one.
I spent my whole summer watching the whole show.
According to my Netflix, someone's watching Umbrella Academy, but I don't even know. So I don't know who's watching.
It's one of the Parasites.
House of Flowers, have you?
Yes! La Casa de Flores.
Yeah, it's really good. It's in Spanish, though, so it's really good. So I'm watching those right now. And I'm also watching Friends. Like, I've never watched Friends ever, so I'm rewatching it from, like, because supposedly it's being taken off Netflix, so I'm trying to watch it before it's taken off Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, those are the shows that I'm watching right now. My favorite song, so I was in my bag the other day, in my bag. Like, when I'm telling you I was in my bag, I was in the bag, throw it in the garbage. So, I was in the car.
Who put you there?
Girl, let's not talk about it. So, I was in my bag, I'm like, oh my god, whatever. So, then, I'm listening to 95.5 in the car, and I'm listening to this song. It's like a little country, not even country, it's like alternative, you know, those like you know, white melodies type of songs. And I'm like, oh my god, the words to the songs are so powerful. So I Shazam it, and it's by Dean Lewis. It's called Be Alright. It's a really good song. I love the lyrics. Like, let me see if I can, like, just like the lyrics, they're just amazing.
It's very refreshing.
It's very refreshing. It's about him breaking up with his girlfriend and things like that. Like, it's a really good song just because, like, I love when artists write, like, raw. Like, they write, like, lyrics that, like, it's, like, about them going through something. So you could really, like, feel his pain. I don't want to feel his pain, and I don't want to, like, you know.
Not be able to relate,
but still, like, I love the song. I'm glad that I discovered him, like, while I was just like zooming through radio stations, and I heard it.
Favorite artist?
Oof. I don't know.
Right now, this week.
I don't know. This week, I don't know. But my favorite artist of all time is Adele. Just because Adele.
Yes. That's good.
Adele is my favorite artist.
Of all time.
Like
her, Adele, her voice is such it's just a. It's so 19, powerful. 21,
and 25. My favorite albums. Like I know every song in each album. Like my dream is to go to an Adele concert one day. I'm sad. Her voice
is just so powerful.
Her voice is powerful. You know, Adele is also the highest paying like female artist of all time.
Past Beyonce.
I believe like, that. I feel like she's the epitome of an artist, and I just love her. And she's, you know, she doesn't have to sit on a stage and do a splay and wear sexy clothes. Like
her voice is the instrument.
Her voice is the instrument, and people go to hear her sing, and that's it. I'm a little sad because, you know, she did 19, then she did 21, then she did 25, but then she already said that her next album is not going to be, like, an age, it's just going to be a new thing, like, because she only believes in trilogies, so her next album is going to be the start of a trilogy, like, of a new thing. Mm. So, I'm excited to see what she's going to come up with, and her new, I'm just excited for her new album, like, I just love, like.
You know, I'm sorry, talking about albums, I need Rihanna to stop.
Rihanna, I need you to come out of, like, wherever you are, like. But I heard that her new album is going to be reggae.
Yes! So, you know what it is? I feel like she's low-key, like, tormenting everybody just because we have been harassing her for this album.
I already put an analogy to my friend when we were driving the car the other day, but I'm going to put it out here.
You know that her tickets are out already?
For her tour.
Yes!
How do you have the tour out and the tickets are selling, but you don't have an album?
That's what I'm saying.
So I don't get it. So my whole thing is this. I feel as though Rihanna is going to put out a single close to like April, May, when it's getting
when
hot.
When the summer, because it's reggae. It's hot,
and then when the summer hits in full mode, she's going to drop this reggae album and we're all going to be like, ding, 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 ding,
ding. And then she's going to disappear.
Like, and then she's going to disappear. We're going to be listening to her reggae songs for the rest of the summer. Like, I can't.
It sounds like it's going to be
It sounds like time. It's going to be
2016 all over again.
Yes! 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 2016 all over again. I'm excited for Rihanna. Oh my God, what a rundown.
What a breath this was.
No, literally, what a rundown. You can follow Joe at
CloudheadX.
That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. CloudheadX. I'm going to put all of her information in the little description box of the episode. You can also listen to this episode and listen to my podcast on all platforms. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts. Anywhere where you listen to it, you can listen to my thing. Even on SoundCloud.
That's
you
can great.
Go. You know what I'm saying? That's we are great. International out here. We okay. are on all apps. You know what okay. I'm saying? So listen to the podcast. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in and for supporting. I love you guys. And to all of the runners commenting on my page, go follow the podcast page, the official rundown on
Instagram. And keep yourself informed.
Keep yourself informed. I'm just there, you know, cackling and just writing bullshit that I'm going to be talking on the show. And yeah, thank you so much for tuning in into another great episode of The Rundown.
Thank you for having me.